dang, Liv is playing the bass today. Slap it. Slap it. Slap that bass. Pork Chop, you keep undoing the triangle whenever we call you in, okay?
Okay.
You got that. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. So glad that you are making us a part of your day. We really do appreciate it. Hey, if you got to go somewhere, make sure you check out the podcast later to search for the Joe and Alex Show on pretty much any podcasting forum, and you will find us there. It's the Joe and Alex Show. And, of course, all of it's up online at joeandalexshow.com. There's a great photo I want you to go see right now on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, and his producer Pork Chop and his boyfriend Chase. You guys celebrated a big milestone over the weekend. What was it?
7 years dating.
Wow, that's a long time to be with somebody.
Also on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, if you go to our story, you can hear a very embarrassing story of something Joe did when he was basically almost blacked out drunk this weekend.
Okay, you don't have to derail what we're talking about to get your own little thing.
Sorry.
In there. Thanks, Liv.
But go check it out.
Yeah, 833 Joe Alex. How long is a relationship if they take a quote unquote a break in between?
Or break up.
Now, and how long does that matter? Do you have your own rules? Like, if you break it for a week, does that not impact your number of saying you've been together for like 5 or 10 years? Yada, yada, yada. Now, the reason I bring up this painful topic, along with this wonderful photo of Pork Chop and his boyfriend, is because Liv and Pork Chop were fighting off air about it. And it was interesting because my wife, Lindsay, and I have been together for 7 years, almost married for four coming up later this fall. But we did break up for about a week. But I don't count that. I feel like if it's less a week or less, I don't think you count that as like, well, we like you don't have to like do math to put it together. If you're broken up for months at a time,
right?
Then I
or
think you have to subtract months.
If you are interested in another person, have talked to them, have even kissed them, if there has been someone else, then yeah, I would not personally. So I had a boyfriend in college. And we started talking.
Okay.
Like my first week of school. Like we started talking before like classes actually even started. And we dated until we finally broke up my junior year. This was like the last time that we dated was my junior year of college. So when people ask me, I don't say, yeah, we were together for 2.5 years. I say, yeah, we were on and off for 2.5 years because we broke up in between that sometimes for like 3 months.
Okay.
Four months.
833 Joe Alex.
Sometimes not for that long.
833-563-2539. If a couple breaks up, should that time be subtracted from their overall time together? I mean, like, what is your rule and how long does a breakup have to be? So according to you, Liv, the way you base things in general, should we really not have celebrated Pork Chop and his boyfriend?
No, yesterday? I'm not saying it. It's not like I was just saying like it was interesting that they say that, but yeah, I thought it was interesting. I don't care. I'm not judging it or anything like that, but I just thought it was, I am interested to see because I know a girl who in high school, she posted a photo of her and her boyfriend mm-hmm. and was like, oh my gosh, like happy, like 2.5 years to my, or like happy 3 years to like my babe, like love you so much. Don't know what I would do without you. And I was like, but you like kind of talked, you guys broke up for like 3 months. And in that 3 months, you like talked to another guy.
I can see the other side.
You kissed another guy.
I can see the other side though. Cause it's, I mean, what are you going to put up? Like who wants to put up there? Like, hey, happy 4.5 years.
Why do you have to put blah, blah, blah. You just say happy anniversary. You're celebrating an anniversary.
Well, I
together.
Think people always put numbers on things, right?
Yes.
I think it's just kind of
normal
to do.
I get that, but I'm just saying if you're in that situation, I don't know. I would have.
The explanation is very easy, Liv.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying for me, because I have been in a relationship that was on and off, I would never be like, oh yeah, we've been dating for 2.5 years. Or like, oh, we've been dating for a year. I would have never said that. I would have just been like, oh,
like
we're
I said,
on
Liv,
and off.
The explanation is very easy.
Okay.
Let's say just super hypothetical, this isn't going to happen, but let's say Chase and I never get married, right?
Uh-huh.
And let's say we date for another 30 years without any split ups or breakups, mm-hmm. not even a day. So at that point, do I still say, oh yeah, we've been dating for 37 years
together.
On and off?
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd be
exactly.
like,
exactly. So that's
I would
the,
say
okay.
we've been
so
together.
Then, so where's
that
the line?
That is an interesting point.
That's
a good
question. You just contradicted
yourself. I don't think it's black and white.
Okay, so I guess.
But
what
I
I'm
just
trying
think
to...
it's interesting because when was the last time you guys broke up? How long ago?
We have been together 7 years because we started dating April 2012. And in when I was in San Diego, that was in 2014. We split up for 1 month.
Right, but then you guys just recently broke
up.
Let
me. I'm gonna say that. Yeah, I'm going in order.
Dang, Liv has like all the receipts. She's ready to like.
Well,
as a matter of fact, on this day,
I'm gonna say it. You didn't let me say it.
Go ahead.
And then last summer, we broke up for 4 months from.
So this past summer,
April 1st to June, 2 months. 2 months.
Okay, so this past summer.
So about a year ago. Wow.
Yeah. So a year ago. So yeah, we've been in the 7 years we've been dating. We've actually only been dating for 6 years and 9 months.
Thank you for that accurate number.
I don't care. I just said it was interesting. He's the one that's getting heated about it.
I'm not getting heated. I haven't barely been talking. I'm getting heated because you're saying I'm getting heated.
You're getting snappy. You're like, where's the line? Where's the line, Olivia?
Oh my God, I can't wait to listen back to this, Liv. Because no, I haven't been getting heated at all.
But you just seem like very like stressed about it.
Yes, because you're saying I'm getting heated.
But
I'm
even
not.
Before I said you were getting heated, you just seemed like you're getting stressed about it.
Listen back to the audio. You'll see I was not.
Okay.
And I still have more things to say because you've done the majority of the talking.
833-JOE-ALEX-833-563-2539.
If you forgot what you were going to say, I just want to let you know. I'm not derailing your guys' relationship.
I know what I was going to say. So then what? So people celebrate anniversaries.
Yeah.
What day are you supposed to celebrate then?
No, I definitely think you celebrate an anniversary, but I'm just saying that I think it's interesting that you... I just think it's interesting. You can celebrate an anniversary.
It's our seven-year anniversary because 2012, April 6th to 2019, that's 7 years, Liv.
Right.
Right.
I don't know. Hey, good morning. Are you there? It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Alex.
Alex. Wait, like Alex from the Joe and Alex Show who's on vacation?
I wish.
What did you want to say about this?
So... the only reason why I would not consider that it being a whole chunk of time, even if you split up, is because if you are with someone else in any aspect, it's like you're with you're with them for 7 years. But if you're with anybody else, even if you guys did split up, would you consider that cheating? Like you don't.
You're right. Like,
yeah, if everything's so black and white,
no,
that would make
definitely
sense.
Bring up an interesting point. No, it wasn't cheating because we were actually split. But I mean, she brings up a much better point than Liv.
Okay, wow. Hey, thank you for the call. Things are getting awkward
thank you,
here.
Alex.
I think maybe it's time to move on, even though I really like this conversation. It's juicy.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to have any damage after this.
Again, I'm not judging.
You're jealous because you. Haven't
Me?
Had a relationship as long as I have.
No, I definitely haven't, but I'm also not as old as you are, so.
Oh my God, it's getting so heated over here. I know, Liv right now just pulled it out and went brat, brat. She's like, this is Porkchop just getting his butt kicked right now. Actually, you know what? I lied. We got a phone call. I want to take more if they're good. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Tony.
Hey, Tony. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are your thoughts on this?
Okay, now... you're saying about dating, but what about marriage? What if you're married and you break up for a few months and, I mean, because me and my wife, we broke up for a few months and...
like divorced or just kind of like split?
Separated.
We separated for a while and then we got back together, then we separated again and then we got back together. But, you know, marriage is different. You're still married technically until you get divorced, right?
Right. So I would consider it that. Like until you get divorced, like you're still married.
That
technically.
Is true, the marriage thing.
Yeah.
Porkchop, why are you shaking your head? What do you think?
It's okay. I mean, no one is here judging you.
Yeah,
see,
I know.
All right. Micah on Twitter just said, just insert on and off for whatever the amount of time
but like
is.
I said.
So I say my fiance and I have been together on and off for going on 14 years.
Oh, well, but we'd need to know how many times they broke up. It's simple math. Like if they dated 1 year, split another year, dated 1 year, split another year, so on so forth to 14, then yes, I would say on and off. But if they split for 1 month here and then 1 month over there for 14 years, no, I wouldn't say on and off. It's simple math, Liv.
Okay, I mean, that's your opinion.
Like,
it's
after
fine.
7 years...
does he not seem like he's mad?
Okay, you know what? Liv, listen. I'm going to
solve
this.
Joe, do you think he seems
Here,
mad?
Here, listen. It is simple math, Liv. You went to college. You have a degree. So listen.
Yeah.
How many months So 12 times 7 years. That's how many months, right? So let's say that's, I don't know math that well. We'll say that's 360 that's, months, right?
No, that's like...
Okay. Well, just pretend it's okay. 360. So I
it's
was
84
not...
months, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so let's...
Maybe
80,
I'm wrong.
84 months, 12 times 7, right? 84. So...
It is 84.
Okay, 84 months. So we didn't date for three of those. So that's 81. So 81 divided by 84 is probably like 90-some percent, correct? Would you
yeah.
agree? Right. So now let's say we there was a bunch of months where we didn't date. Let's say... You know, we were on and off. Let's say 40 months we dated.
This is not simple math,
divided
by the way.
80 something, that's like almost 50%. So I think there's a certain threshold where you would
yeah.
say on and off.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not hating on it, but you did say simple math, and I don't know what the hell's going on. You're taking me back
I'm
to
so
high school
confused.
Algebra, which I failed twice. This is way too much for me. But hey, on a bright note, check out the wonderful 7-year anniversary
hey,
photo on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram.
And I am happy for you two, and I love you two together, and I love your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I'm not discrediting that.
Yeah, I
just
know.
Said the simple fact that I thought it was interesting.
You're tripping.
And he's getting all heated about it.
I'm not getting heated.